And blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. For the past couple of weeks, we've been discussing what you and I must do to get to the place called heaven. First, I said, to go to heaven, you must believe in Jesus. Secondly, I said, you must behave like Jesus. It's not enough for you to just believe or claim faith in Jesus, you must back your faith with actions. And finally, the third thing that we must do is that we must love like Jesus. Interestingly, I discovered that these three requirements are beautifully listed in the book of 1 John chapter 3. Please go there with me and let's read from verse 1. I like us to read this portion of scripture in the Living Bible translation because it states it so simply, yet so powerfully. So 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 in the Living Bible translation reads, "See how very much our Heavenly Father loves us, for He allows us to be called His children. Think of it, and we really are." Note, friend, I want to stop here, that to be called His child means that you have believed in Him. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name." So here we see the first requirement to go to heaven. You must believe in Jesus. When you believe in Jesus, you become God's child and you become qualified for heaven. Let's continue to read from verse 3. "And everyone who really believes this will try to stay pure because Christ is pure. But those who keep on sinning are against God. For every sin is done against the will of God. And you know that He became a man so that He could take away our sins, and that there is no sin in Him, no missing of God's will at any time in any way. So if we stay close to Him, obedient to Him, we won't be sinning either. But as for those who keep on sinning, they should realize this. They sin because they have never really known Him or become His." Here, beloved, is requirement number 2. To go to heaven, you must not just believe in Jesus, you must also behave like Him. You must try to stay pure as He is pure. You must be holy as He is holy. The scripture is clear right here. Anyone who keeps on sinning does not belong to God and will not make it to heaven. So far, in this portion of scripture, are the two requirements, the first two requirements for making heaven. Number one, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and become a child of God. And number two, not only should we believe, but after we believe, we must also behave like Jesus. Those who keep on sinning and do not belong to God and will not make it to heaven. Look at what verse 7 says. It says, "Oh dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. If you are constantly doing what is good, it is because you are good, even as He is. But if you keep on sinning, it shows that you belong to Satan." So any so-called believer that keeps on sinning should not deceive himself into thinking he belongs to God. The scripture is clear right here. Such an individual, in reality, belongs to Satan. It says, if you keep on sinning, it shows that you belong to Satan, who since he first began to sin has kept steadily at it. But the Son of God came to destroy these works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy sin. He's the Lamb of God who came to take away your sin. And so if you claim to be a believer in Christ Jesus, you cannot keep enjoying what Jesus came to take away. True believers behave like Jesus. True believers stop sinning. They don't make a practice of sinning. Look at what it says in verse 9. The person who has been born into God's family does not make a practice of sinning, because now God's life is in him. So he can't keep on sinning, for this new life has been born into him and controls him. He has become born again. So when you're born again, the old way of life must be done away with, and you need to adopt the new way of holiness in Christ Jesus. Not only should you say you believe, you must also behave like Jesus. Now, let's continue from verse 10. So now we can tell who is a child of God and who belongs to Satan. Whoever is living a life of sin and does not love his brother shows that he is not in God's family. For the message to us from the beginning has been that we should love one another. And so here we see the third requirement for making heaven. If you want to go to heaven after you leave this earth, not only should you believe in Jesus, not only should you behave like Jesus, you must also love like Jesus. Whoever does not love his brother is not in God's family. And I tell you, beloved, the only people that inhabit heaven are those who are members of God's family. If you don't love your brother or your sister, the Bible says here, God does not recognize you as being a member of his family. You may claim faith in Christ. You may call Jesus Lord. You may attend church. You may pay tithes and offerings and whatnot. But if you do not love, if you do not walk in love, the Bible says God does not recognize you as a member of his family. 11 said, the message to us from the beginning has been that we should love one another. We are not to be like Cain, who belonged to Satan and killed his brother. Why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing wrong, and he knew very well that his brother's life was better than his. Verse 14 concludes by saying, if we love other Christians, it proves that we have been delivered from hell and given eternal life. But a person who doesn't have love for others, oh God, listen to this, is headed for eternal death. Wow, what a fearful statement. A person, regardless of whether or not they claim to believe in Jesus, if that person doesn't have love for others, the Bible says right here, is headed for eternal death, is headed for hell fire. So, beloved, if you want to go to heaven, you must love like Jesus. The scripture here has made it so clear that anyone who claims to believe in Jesus, who says he's a Christian but doesn't have love for others, is not heading for heaven. Such a person is heading for hell. Your faith in Jesus isn't worth anything without love. 1 Corinthians 13:2 says, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Your faith is nothing. Your works are nothing unless you have love. You must not just believe in Jesus. You must not just behave like him. You must also love like him. 1 John 4:17 in the NRIV version says, so love is made complete among us. We will be bold on the day God judges us. Only those that walk in love will be bold on the day of judgment. It says, that's because in this world we love as Jesus did. Anyone who doesn't love like Jesus will not be bold on the day of judgment. Rather, such a person will be ashamed and condemned. God will not allow anyone who lives in strife, bitterness, or unforgiveness into the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew 6:14 through 15, Jesus said, if you forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, neither will your Father forgive you. And if God doesn't forgive you, that means he condemns you. He condemns you to hell fire. He doesn't allow you to enter into heaven. And so it's very critical that you and I must walk in love. We must not just claim faith in Christ. We must also love like Jesus Christ. In Matthew 18:34, Jesus said that anyone who refuses to love and forgive other people will be delivered to the torturers. Who are the torturers? Those are the demonic beings that torment the souls of the condemned in hell fire. My beloved friend, no offense is worth going to hell for. There is nothing anybody does against you that is worth you damning your soul for all eternity. Has anyone offended you? Please forgive them. Do not hold grudges against anybody. Instead, love everybody unconditionally. That's what God's word commands. Don't take revenge. Don't repay evil for evil. Instead, repay evil for good. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 says, "See that none of you repays another with evil for evil, but always aim to show kindness and seek to do good to one another and to everybody." Believe in Jesus, my friend. Behave like Jesus. Love like Jesus. And you will surely get to the wonderful place called heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Well, we've come to the end of our wonderful series on heaven. I trust you have been blessed. If you missed any of the previous broadcasts in the series, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org. Click on the Knowing God Radio banner or the Pastor Wumi link and listen to the past episodes. You're going to really be blessed. Well, please tune in next time as we begin a brand new study. Till then, remain richly blessed and heaven bound. Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, "Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. I want to know.